June 22, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Extravagant Generosity. Opening Prayer. Thank you, Father, for the wonder of your word, for all it encompasses, and that it speaks to minds and hearts with life-giving truth. Read Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 36. All Israel will be saved. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake, but as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs, for God's gift and his call are irrevocable. Just as you, who were at one time disobedient to God, have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient, in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience, so that he may have mercy on them all. Doxology. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments, and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God, that God should repay them? For from him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Reflect. God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform, he plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. William Cowper, 1774. We might imagine the Gentile believers in Rome feeling proud that they were now God's chosen ones, while the Jews were rejected. But Paul warned against such conceit. We are all, Jew and Gentile, recipients of God's extravagant generosity and mercy. Here's the mystery for us. God's mission to the Gentiles is underway. Paul was keen to preach the gospel to Gentiles everywhere. But in the future, the Jews would also receive God's mercy as a result of the Gentiles' experience of God's mercy. God remains faithful to his promises to the Jewish patriarchs, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, as he is faithful to the grafted-in Gentile believers. All his people, Jew and Gentile, are recipients of God's mercy, dependent on the work of Christ who takes away our sins. Paul now sums up all that he has been teaching about Christ and God's salvation in the earlier part of his letter in this hymn of praise. We cannot understand the mind of the Lord. He owes us nothing, yet gives beyond measure and beyond our understanding. To him be the glory forever. Apply. Take time to ponder the depth of God's love and mercy expressed toward you and the difference it has made in your life. Closing prayer. Father, please increase my understanding of your extravagant love so that it will overflow as I speak to others about my faith in Christ.